Hey, I'm Bex, and this is Fun Kids Meet, the podcast where we meet your heroes. This week, I caught up with YouTube star Maddie Mote. We got chatting before she set off on her expedition to climb Mount Kilimanjaro. All right, so I am joined right now by presenter and, I guess, explorer, Maddie Mote. Hey, Maddie, how are you going?
I'm really good, thank you. How are you?
I'm really good. I've just been reading about your adventures that you've got coming up, and I'm exhausted thinking about it, to be honest. So can you tell us what is happening? What is your August looking like?
Yeah, so I am about to go on a charity trek up a very tall mountain. That is Mount Kilimanjaro in Tanzania, which is the highest mountain in Africa. So I will be hiking to approximately 5,800 meters. So for some perspective, if you were to trek to Everest base camp, Mount Everest, you'd go to 5,300. So we're going even higher than that, about 500 meters higher. So we are going to get a beautiful view of the world from the peak, that's for sure.
Have you done climbing like this before? Is this a new thing or a kind of standard thing for you?
I have never gone anywhere this high. mountains, I mean, I enjoy walking. I've always enjoyed hiking. I love an adventure. I enjoy a challenge, but this will be the most challenging walk or trek that I've certainly ever done.
Now, you said you're doing this for charity. Tell us a little bit about the charity you're doing it for.
Yeah, so I was approached by the Rafiki Thabo Foundation, and they support children and young people through education in countries in East Africa, such as Kenya and Uganda. And they're supporting children who are in need, not only financially, but also children with disabilities as well. And education is something that I'm really passionate about. I think every child should have the right to school and to learn. So I'm really proud to be joining the charity and hopefully raise some money to send some children through school.
Yeah, it's such an amazing thing. And will you get to meet anybody from the charity when you're out there, or have you met anybody already?
Yeah, so actually, fortunately, a couple of people who are going to be going on the trek, they are graduates of the charity. So They themselves were supported by Rafiki Thabo when they went through school. And so they have the experience of what it's like to work with the charity. And, you know, they've had their lives transformed because they had the support through education. So I'm really looking forward to talking to them and finding out how the charity was able to support them whilst we're spending many, many hours walking uphill.
I mean, you'll have plenty of time to chat, let's face it. Although maybe you'll be out of breath. I don't know. I think I'd be exhausted, to be honest.
No. Well, that's the thing. So the thing that everybody says is that, you know, you need a certain level of fitness, but actually the most challenging thing about climbing Mount Kilimanjaro is the altitude, because actually the higher you get, the trickier it becomes to breathe because there is just less available oxygen in the air. So I think talking and walking will become harder as we get higher, but there's plenty of time for us to stop and acclimatize. So actually the trek is 7 days long, and it will take us about 6 days to get to the peak, to the very top, the summit, but we'll come down in about a day and a half. So the important thing is that we take lots of stops to help your body acclimatize and get used to the lack of oxygen, because if you were just to rush up to the top having never been to those sort of heights before, you would feel very, very sick. So there is a possibility that some of us might suffer from altitude sickness, but there are precautions that we can take. And I think taking it slow and steady is one of the main things. But there'll be plenty of time sat around the camp to hopefully chat if we can get our breath.
Yeah, well, who else is going with you? Because I imagine you must have guides, you must have people walking you up there, right?
Yeah, some great, a really fun team, actually. Perhaps I'm most excited that we're being guided by Kami Rita. He is the Sherpa, who is the world record for summiting Mount Everest the most amount of times. He's summited it 28 times, wow, more than anybody else in the world. So the fact that we're being guided by Kami, I think, is we're in very safe hands. Obviously, we're not doing Everest. This is a different mountain. But yeah, he knows what he's doing when it comes to climbing at altitude. But I'm also climbing with Harry Baker. He's a footballer. He plays for England's one of the England football teams. He has cerebral palsy. So he's sort of there to, I guess, represent the charitable work that Rafiki Thabo do when it comes to supporting young people with disabilities. And we're also going with a couple of other adventurers, one of which Amar is blind. So it'll be fascinating to find out what that experience is like, doing something and taking on a challenge such as Mount Kilimanjaro, you know, with without sight. So that's going to be hugely, hugely interesting to learn from him and understand how he experiences the world too.
And how have you been preparing? Have you been just running up and down the stairs quite a lot? Have you been climbing in your local climbing center? How does it work?
I think the main thing is that I've been trying to go as much as possible on long walks in my walking boots, because I think it's just about getting my walking stamina up and making sure that my boots are comfortable. That's the main thing. And I think where possible, I've been looking for hills. So I've been doing a fair bit of training on the old running machine, just slow and steady on a very steep incline. But to be honest, I think the main thing, it's actually going to require a little bit of mental strength. I think we're just going to have to accept that, you know, it will become trickier the higher we get. And it's going to get colder as well. I think that's something that's quite interesting about this, is that you start walking through almost rainforest type environment, and then you go through sort of alpine desert. So it'll be quite barren. And then as we get even higher, eventually it will become rocky and it will become snowy and icy. So on one of the evenings when we'll be camping, actually, on very close to the peak, it could be -1, -6. So we have to, the clothing that we have to take with us, we have to cover a whole sort of breadth of different environments and temperatures that we'll have to handle. So I think it's that sort of thing really that you have to mentally prepare for, perhaps even more so than the physical fitness challenge of it.
Oh my God, I can't even pack for one holiday, let alone, it sounds like you're having to pack for like three different times.
Right, and we can only take 15 kilograms worth of stuff on the mountain with us, because we are going to be going with guides who will be helping to carry some of our things, because, you know, we just physically couldn't do it when you're not used to those kind of heights. But obviously, you want to keep it fair. You don't want to take a whole bunch of stuff you don't need. So this is going to be an exercise in packing it lightly and efficiently, which I'm not good at.
No, me neither. Oh my goodness. And tell me, you're also filming and recording stuff when you're there as well, right, for your YouTube channel, is that right?
Yeah, so something, you know, that I love doing is, as much as possible, is taking my audience, my YouTube audience, on adventures to just find out interesting things about our planet. You know, I like asking questions and going in search of answers, and if that takes me on an adventure at the same time, brilliant. So I'll definitely be documenting my journey. So there'll be a vlog, a video of just the general experience of what it's like. I'm also hoping to make a video that if Kami the Sherpa agrees to be in, I think it'd be fascinating to find out from him what his experience has been summiting Everest. Also, hopefully a video about what happens at altitude, you know, try to find out why, and find out why it is that it becomes harder to breathe the higher you get. So I think there's loads of interesting science questions that I can ask and hopefully, yeah, answer, but in a way that will take the audience on a bit of a journey as well.
So I was thinking about this. I imagine you'll have to upload them after the actual event, right? Yeah. Because I'm assuming there's no Wi-Fi on Mount Kilimanjaro.
You know what? About the signal thing, I don't know. I don't know if I'll, you know, get to the, I'm definitely not going to have 4G or Wi-Fi at the top of Mount Kilimanjaro, but I think there'll be enough signal. I'm hoping there'll be enough signal for me to maybe do some Instagram stories, for example, on my way up. So as much as possible, I'll be putting out live coverage. But in terms of sort of edited videos, that will definitely happen after the fact. Yeah, I'm not going to be sat there at the top of the mountain editing a YouTube video, that's for sure. I've got to try my best actually to put the camera down and actually just embrace and enjoy the moment, because I think that's something that, you know, when you're filming experiences, you do have to remind yourself to just stop and take it in for yourself as well.
Yeah, absolutely. And of course, if you're sat there at the camp just like editing away, it looks a little antisocial, would we say?
Yeah, so antisocial. And I think, you know, that's not something I want to be doing. I'm going to need to be refueling, eating my energy bars, and just enjoying the presence of being around an amazing team of people who are all, you know, doing this to raise some money for a brilliant charity.
Yeah, it sounds like such an amazing adventure. And am I right in thinking it's the 18th that you go?
Yes. So the actual hike itself starts on the 19th. Mm-hmm. So we'll be there around the 18th, sort of like just for a day in advance. But then, yeah, the trek starts on the 19th and we will be climbing and descending for the 7 days following that.
And where can we follow you online? Where can we see these adventures?
Yes. So if you follow me online, on my social media platform, is just my name. So that's just Maddie Moate, M-O-A-T-E. And you'll be able to follow along in the moment on Instagram. But I will definitely be posting videos afterwards on YouTube, which is youtube.com/Maddie Moate.
Brilliant. Well, thank you so much for telling us all about it, Maddie. We'll let you get back to your walking.
Thank you so much. I'll go put my boots on straight away.
Incredible, right? That was YouTube star Maddie Mote. I really hope her expedition went well, and fingers crossed she brings me back a souvenir. Now, if you love this podcast, remember you can listen to Activity Quest to hear all about what great activities the Fun Kids crew have been up to as well. Go and check it out.